Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Puppy Training Principles podcast, where we help dog owners find solutions to their biggest problems, avoid common dog training mistakes and pitfalls, and build the confident, calm canine companion they've always dreamed of. So you heard the story about the gold miner who bought a gold mine where he thought was gold, and he started digging. I believe this is a Napoleon Hill story from Think and Grow Rich, and this guy was like, all right, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to dig, I'm going to find gold. And he dug and he dug and he dug. And after several months of digging, as anyone would, I would suppose, he got discouraged and he decided, you know what, this is not for me. I'm not going to find gold, forget it. I need to sell this off and try and recoup some of my losses. And so there was a junk guy that he talked to and said, yeah, all of this equipment is no good. I'm in debt. I can't pay for this. I just got to sell off what I can. And the junk guy went to a mentor and said, hey, what do you think about this gold mine? Is this a valuable prospect? And the mentor, who had been mining gold and been successful for a long time, said, oh, this is good. And my guess is you're not far from gold. And so this guy bought the gold mine, and he was literally 3 feet of digging away from gold. And had the person who had worked so hard realized that they, and gone to a mentor and realized they were only 3 feet away, all of that work would have really paid off. Well, why do I bring up this story? I bring up this story because this happens so much in dog training, where somebody says, okay, well, this is what I want, this is the goal I want, and maybe they come with a particularly tough situation, whether that's in their family, or just a hard dog, a difficult breeding situation, and they love this dog, and they're doing everything like an amazing human being would do to try and make this situation work. Now, in all honesty, sometimes the best situation would be for the dog to have another home. I've done a podcast on that before. However, I think there is some value and some honor in somebody trying so hard to be able to reach the right solution. And they can find it a lot faster with a mentor who's gone through that process before. And we see it over and over again where we're training a tough dog and the trainer feels great about it. They're like, this is going to work great. And then sometimes we'll hear from the person training their dog and they're like, I just don't know if this is going to work. And we're like, well, it's going to work. You just have to keep going. Just keep going. And that's the message of this podcast today. So, you know, when have you, think about yourself here, when have you felt like you just can't keep going? You know, when was it in life, or maybe even right now, where you're just like, you know what, there was no way forward? And when I was a teacher, I used to like to use a little piece of gravel, and I'd have the students hold that gravel up to their eye and close one eye and hold it up to the open eye and say, how big is that rock? And they're like, it's ginormous. It takes most of my vision. It covers everything up. And, you know, then you move it away a few inches. How big is it now? Well, it's a lot smaller, but it's still a lot of what I can see. And then you take that same little piece of gravel and you throw it back in all the other gravel, look away for a second and look back, you can't even choose which rock it was. It's just one of many. And not only that, it's what makes your path forward. And so, you know, when you've had these hard times in life, what is it that gives you the motivation to continue? So I heard a formula several years ago that motivation is a result of vision plus purpose. And I really love that. That's blessed my life in a big way in everything that I've done, because if I'm feeling discouraged, I have a lack of motivation, I say, okay, what's my vision? What am I wanting to accomplish? And why do I want to accomplish it? And if those are strong enough, those two things are strong enough, my motivation will return. So whatever it may be, so maybe you're struggling with schooling. Many of us have been through that, where we just were like, man, this class is going to kill me. It's not going to work. And you may remember those classes if you're past that point. Little piece of gravel on the path, right? Maybe it's in business. I love business as well and as dog training, and there's definitely some hard things. It will grow you in amazing ways. Business is tough. We're remodeling a home right now. This is the first time I've really done this, where we've got a home and we're remodeling it to flip and to sell by where my wife grew up. And yet, man, it's only been like 3 months. So everybody looking in is like, this is going so fast. That's what I heard this last weekend. And yet for me, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is taking so long, you know? And yet we're probably 3 feet from our goal, metaphorically speaking. Maybe it's family relationships. Maybe that's where things struggle for you right now. And of course, dog training is going to be one of those things. Maybe you're just struggling to get through, and there's things that your dog does that you're just like, is this ever going to change? And so it can be really, really hard, but the key is to just keep going. Find your vision, find your purpose, and just keep going. You're probably closer to your goal than you realize, but it's definitely hard in any of these situations when you know there's a personal learning gap, when you know that it's your knowledge that is what's holding you back. Because you may be following a path, but you're always second guessing and saying, is this really the right path? Is this going to get me to where I want to go? Or is this just taking me in another direction? And that can be really, really hard. But you'll never fill that gap by worry or wishing that it would be filled, right? If we're second guessing all the time, like, is this really the right path? Is this really the right path? We're never actually going to get to our goal. So you've got to fill that gap, that knowledge gap, not by worry or wishing that it will be so, but with work. A mentor of mine once put it this way. He said, work will work when wishy-washy wishing won't. I'll say that again because that's a lot of W's. Thank heaven for alliteration. Work will work when wishy-washy okay, maybe I can't even say it right. I'll say it again. Work will work when wishy-washy wishing won't. And I mean, even if you're sitting on a gold mine, you still have to dig, right? That 3 feet wasn't going to dig itself. If he never dug that 3 feet, he would have never struck gold. So you've got to be willing to put in the work. And dog training is definitely no different. When we mentor people through this process of training their dog, whether it's one-on-one or online, or we even do a board and train and we're trying to transition the training over to them. For this audience, it's probably mostly online because that's the podcast is reaching out to places all over the country and world. And so online with our dog training courses, we can't get around that. There still has to be some work. You can't just buy it and expect magically a wand is going to say bing and it works. And yet we want it to be as painless as possible. That's our goal. But work has to be one of the elements in that recipe. It's got to be. So even if you're sitting on that gold mine, you still have to dig. One more element to add to this, and maybe you've caught on to this, is it's really good idea to find a mentor. If you have a mentor or somebody, you know, who is that person that you look up to that's walked that path that you want to walk, that's done it before? Make them your mentor, and then you know you're going to be on the right path. Even if you get discouraged, you know you're headed in the right direction. Winston Churchill once put it this way. He said, if you're going through hell, keep going. And that's really the message, whether it's dog training or anything else. I hope this is inspirational to you in some way, shape, or form. If you're going through hell, keep going. And I'll add, for heaven's sake, don't stop there. Don't build a home. Don't throw your hands up and say, forget it, I'm done. If you're going through hell, keep going. What is it that gets in the way? Most of the time it's distraction. And of course, the key to that is focus, life's ups and downs. And then it's work and that mentor. So everybody fights these battles. And there are people literally that have been through pretty much everything we've ever been through. Maybe not specifically, but almost every situation we face, somebody has been through something similar. And it may not be pleasant, but there is value in knowing that they're still going. So rise up and just keep moving forward. Just keep going and you'll reach your goal. You guys got this. Hang in there and just keep going.